Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mark Hamrick is joining us on the WBEN Liveline, Bankrate Senior Economic Analyst. You know, we're talking about the Fed decision to cut interest rates by a quarter point yesterday. There seemed to be a lot of drama leading up to that vote yesterday, but then in the end, they've made the quarter point cut. Is it kind of what you expected, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Susan and Brian. Yes. To answer your question somewhat succinctly, this was the outcome that I expected. I expected that we have a 0.25% interest rate cut. That takes the Fed's benchmark rate down to a range of 4 to 4.25%. And they also signaled the likelihood of two more rate cuts this year. That's how many more meetings they have between now and the end of the year. So we are apparently in a rate easing cycle, but you need to get to those meetings. You need to have the data support those decisions as they go to those.
Now, the market's up, Dow futures up this morning, and by a significant number. I was kind of surprised at this because a lot of the thinking going into yesterday was that this cut had already been priced in. So many people were anticipating it.
Yeah, I wouldn't read too much into that, Brian, given the fact that markets move up and down over time. Obviously, we have been coming off of a series of record highs for the key averages, largely powered by large technology names, and that's associated with the boom in artificial intelligence spending. But, you know, this is good for those who have 401ks, who have investments in the stock market, and, you know, you'll take a win when you can get one, much the same as we're hoping for the Bills tonight.
If you're a saver, though, you might not be quite as exuberant right now, right?
Well, what I would say is that the peak in savings rates is likely at hand, where we can easily shop around and find annual yields of 4% on things like money market accounts, on high yield savings accounts. And this is a good time to try to lock in some of those yields if you can afford to lock up your money in something like a certificate of deposit. The other part about that, Susan, though, is the average rates compared to what the highest yields are quite miserly. And so, you know, there is a tendency, our surveys have found, for people to, let's say, if they have their checking account at a given bank that may not pay the highest yields in a CD or a money market account, to perhaps just take whatever it is that bank offers. In this era of digital access, where we can open an account, let's say, on our personal computer at home and then have the mobile app that connects us to that all the time and making moving money very easy, there's really no excuse for settling for a low return of, let's say, 0.5% when you can get 4. You know, if you're talking about $10,000, you know, that money adds up. And so it's just one of any number of seemingly small decisions that can help us to optimize our personal finances.
Yeah, what are those returns that people, what would be considered a good return in today's landscape, how it's kind of shifted a little bit? And what are you looking for? Like, where are those places that you're seeing it right now?
Yeah. Well, as I said, you know, a 4% return is pretty attainable with the highest yields in a high yield savings account or a money market account. And you want to be able to get access to that money because you're not locking it up in a CD. And in a CD, you can get comparable returns there as well. And these rates won't be plummeting even as the Fed makes these modest adjustments. As I mentioned, the Fed's benchmark rate is right at the range of 4 to 4.5%. And that just so happens to be where we're seeing the highest yields remain. And to be perfectly frank about it, this is one of the things that we do well at our website, bankrate.com, is we've been surveying the rate landscape since 1976. And so you can see the national rates that are available to people anywhere and then decide whether that's what you want. So the thinking really is divided between, can you lock the money up in a certificate of deposit, decide what that term is, whether it's 3 months, a year, 5 years, or if you think, well, we may need that money for a home renovation or an emergency expense, and that's why that goes in the high yield savings account where there's no penalty for early withdrawal.
The decision yesterday, it seems, will provide, I guess, some relief, but really not that noticeable, right? Yeah. But combined with possible future cuts that you mentioned, maybe two more this year, that would provide more relief, wouldn't it?
I think so. And, you know, we're still dealing with a unacceptably high inflation, elevated prices environment. And, you know, that projects itself onto things like home purchases, even with automobile purchases, where the price of a new car is roughly $50,000. And when you add in the higher financing costs, where people are not only taking expensive automobiles where they can afford them, but also then extending the term of the loan to something like 6-7 years, that means you're going to be underwater for a long, long time where the amount owed is much higher than the value of the car. So this is a situation where every little bit helps. And again, we really do urge people to shop around for the best rate. You'd be amazed how often people just accept whatever it is that their preferred lender may be providing. Whereas, you know, if you shop around, let's say, for a car loan through a credit union, you might be able to get a rate that's half of what is typically offered. And that makes a big difference.
Got to shop around. That's what they always said. Hey, thanks so much for helping us sort through what it means for people. Mark Hamrick, Bankrate Senior Economic Analyst, joining us live here on WBEN. You know, you hear this news from the Fed and a lot of times might think, all right, so what? But could make a big difference for you and your money.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.